I don't think God can use me for anything. I know that my stubbornness gets me in trouble a lot.
God knows you're not perfect, but He still wants to use you to reach others. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening. As always, my name is Zach. Have you ever seen a pearl before? They're really pretty to look at, but they come from dirt. Well, sand, actually. When a piece of sand gets stuck in an oyster, it irritates the oyster, who covers the sand with a protective layer until the pearl is formed. And God does something like that with us, too. Even though we're not perfect, He can use those imperfections to help us understand what someone else is going through and help point them back to God. That's exactly what our story is all about today. It's entitled, How Dirty We Are. I like coming to visit you, Grandma, Olivia said as she sprayed more cleaner onto her rag. It's nice having you here, said Grandma. Miss Cindy was glad for your help with the younger children at youth camp. She wondered if you'd be interested in leading the children's class at church this week. She picked up a knick-knack to clean and winked. You might become a great youth leader someday. Olivia lowered her head. I don't know. I'm not sure God can use me for anything. My stubbornness gets me into trouble a lot. Grandma gazed down at the picture frame she was holding as she slowly wiped the glass. Oh, Grandma, look! Olivia giggled when she showed Grandma her soiled rag. This shelf was really dusty. My goodness, Grandma chuckled. I guess it's been a while since I last cleaned it. It reminds me how God can make great things out of dirt. What do you mean? Asked Olivia. Well, doesn't the Bible say we were made from the dust of the earth? Grandma asked. Olivia nodded. That means we're made of dirt, Grandma said. After the last shelf was cleaned and everything was put back, Grandma tapped her chin with her finger. You know, Olivia, if God can use dirt to make something as beautiful and miraculous as a human being, just think what He can do with our faults and mistakes. Like what? Olivia plopped onto the couch. God can use them for good. That means not only forgiving our wrongs, which He does, but using them to help others see how Jesus has transformed us, Grandma said, nestling into her rocker. For example, He can use mistakes from our past to help us understand what others are going through and show them His love. Or He can take personality traits that sometimes get us into trouble and help us use them in a positive way instead. She smiled at Olivia. Like using someone's stubborn streak to make them a strong spiritual leader who won't back down when faced with difficulty. I never thought of it like that, said Olivia. She smiled back at Grandma. Maybe I'll help Miss Cindy with the smaller children after all. Well, how about you? Do you think God can't use you because of your bad habits or past failures? Guess what? He can. He doesn't let anything go to waste, but finds a way to put it to good use. He forgives your sins and uses the traits and experiences you have to develop qualities in you that help you show His love to others. So trust Him to use every part of you for good. Our key verse is Ecclesiastes 3:11.
He has made everything beautiful in its time.
And our key thought for Sunday, Jesus can use our shortcomings. You know what? I love to hear from listeners just like you. So if you ever have a question about God or the Bible or anything else, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of those questions we receive from kids like you. Who knows? Your question might be in the next issue. So send them my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.